You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Today is the first day of spring, also known as the vernal equinox. In many cultures, this event is marked by very festive celebrations. Let's get into our long history of celebrating the start of spring. And for that, we turn to star lore historian Mary Stuart Adams. She established Michigan's only international dark sky park in Mackinac City, but she's here with us now. So exactly what time is the vernal equinox? When do we say hello, spring?
Well, so in the Eastern time zone, it's exactly at 5:58 p.m. today.
Okay, so we can say, see you later, winter, hello, spring. And why is it that the equinox is just so important across so many cultures and across time?
Yeah. You know, I think if you look through the lens of history, you see that human beings are always trying to live in harmony with their environment. It might not look that way in the 21st century, but the further back you go in history, you see that all of the civic organization, all of the sacred festivals, all of the ways that human beings practice their lifestyle was rooted in trying to understand what has that overhead got to do with me down here on the earth.
And going back very, very far, we have to remember they didn't have websites to check or
right, you couldn't
calendars.
Just Google it. Yeah,
you just watched the sky and you tried to figure out what was going on.
Right. So there would be those who could read the sky. You know, the most learned would be the ones that would do the observation. And you have to do it every day from the same place. And then that's where the sacred site would be developed. And that's where you would practice the marriage or honor the dead or do all of the festivals that held the community together. And so knowing when the sun comes to that place where now it's going to return to your region, you'll have more sunlight. That was a time for celebration.
Tell us about some of the unique celebrations of the equinox around the world that have really kind of caught your attention.
I grew up just outside of a Christian church. I didn't belong to it and I wasn't taught that. But so I see the festival there, but I also have to share with you, I was born at the vernal full moon. It is the first full moon after the equinox, but in many traditions, that's the full moon that sets up when you do the festival. Because it's not just the sun returning. You have to have this witness that the sun has returned, and that's that moon. So I've spent a lifetime trying to figure out, like, oh, is that my moon? And what do I do with that moon? So you see that in the Jewish calendar, the Passover is dated to that moon. In the Christian calendar, the Easter festival. And so I've really kind of wandered mostly in that world. But there are other festivals that stick just to equinox. Oftentimes, they're festivals of flowers. There are festivals of the feminine. You know, Easter, it's in some places alleged that that's a word that comes from Ostara, and she's a goddess. She's a bringer of light. And so it's a festival of that return that comes from the feminine.
Did they also realize, all right, the agricultural societies that we are going to be planting soon, would there be festivals that were kind of ready to set things off
yeah.
on a positive note for this year's planting?
Yes, but actually that starts before equinox. It happens at the cross-quarter time, so halfway between winter solstice and spring equinox. We call it Groundhog's Day. In the United States, in Europe, it's called Candlemas Day. And I think in pagan cultures, it's referred to as the Feast of Bridget. And this is a time, like we say, if the groundhog sees its shadow, then we'll have more winter. But I have heard that that's actually referring to what phase is the moon in. And if the moon is at a darker phase, meaning it's either at crescent, waxing or waning, winter is going to come later. And that was for the people that were farming, like watch the moon in February so you know when to get ready for the spring. Yeah, doing it now would be a little bit late.
A little bit late. You've missed the boat. You've missed the boat. When
yeah.
people look at something like the Old Farmer's Almanac, is that
yeah.
at all accurate or is that just for fun?
Well, I think it's both. I mean, some of it is the lore. So lore is the story. It's the tale that one generation tells to another or the way a culture keeps itself intact. These are the stories we got from our forebears and these are the things we hand down to our children that they may or may not fit, but they kind of add color to life. And so in the Farmer's Almanac, they'll give you the names of the moon in different cultural traditions, but they'll also really look at what's going on and then what can we see through a history of keeping track this way about what might happen. So what is the weather if we have a full moon at equinox like we will this year? You know, that's happened before. It happens actually every 19 years. So that's something that you can track and you can say, here's our experience of that.
Why is it important that we in, you know, here we are in 2019 and we can few clicks of a smartphone or your laptop, look anything up. Why is it important to stay tied in with these ancient traditions that are really centered on the stars?
Yeah, you know, to me, it's not so much staying connected to the ancient tradition. Of course, that's important. Primarily for me, it's about staying in the rhythm with the planet and its environment. So the Earth is our terrestrial body, but it's in a celestial environment and it has a relationship to the other bodies in its environment. And one of the quotes I often like to cite, it's from Rudolf Steiner, and he says, "The more abundantly the harmony of the cosmos fills the soul, the more peace and harmony there will be on the Earth." So there's this idea that if we strive to live in harmony with the natural environment, then we're bringing about a peaceful influence in the world. And that's why it matters, and particularly equinox. You know, it's balanced. Day and night are balanced. And you could do that every day. We should do that. Find the point of balance in your day. But then when you can align it to when the Earth is coming to its point of balance, perhaps it has a little bit more power. It has more influence. It can bring some greater consequence into the world. So that's why I think we should.
Well, happy vernal equinox
day. Yeah, thanks for having me. Thanks for asking.
Star lore historian Mary Stuart Adams. It's always a joy to talk with you.
Thanks.
Our stateside producers, Razie Joffrey, Sarah Leeson, and Adam Reyes, reached out to three communities around our state celebrating the vernal equinox with their own special traditions. First, we hear from the leader in the Persian community about the equinox celebration of Nowruz.
My name is Zoreh Ra'in. We celebrate Nowruz, which is our national New Year, and we celebrate that on the first day of the spring. And a week before that, we celebrate Chorshanbe Suri. We burn the bushes, and when we jump over the fire, all my sickness and bad evils from me goes to the fire, and the heat and energy and light comes from the fire to me. Then on the first day of the spring, we set up a table, which we call it Haftsin, means 7S. And 7S goes for the things that we put on the table, and each of them has a symbol. Like apple is started with S in Farsi. It is the symbol of health and good diet. Then we have things that we make, all started with S. Garlic, symbol of get well and healthy. Goldfish, symbol of life. And we always dye eggs, and that's the symbol of fertilization. And usually the older people in the house, they read from either Quran or some poetry from the Hafez. So these are the memories that we have.
Now we hear from a pagan priest about what the vernal equinox means in the Wiccan community.
My name is Stanley Nunn. I am in the pagan community known as Nashan. I am the Wiccan priest at Pagan Pathways Temple in Madison Heights. The connection between spring and the pagan community is expressed in our ritual of Osara. It is a recognition of new opportunities, the rebirth of all things in the earth and in our lives. So this time is very important for us individually and as a group to recognize the opportunity that we can start over. There are a variety of different ways that the equinox is celebrated, but in more traditional ones, especially dealing with Wicca, you would find a symbolism like eggs, rabbits, things that symbolize rebirth and renewal. Personally, my favorite part of the equinox is the recognition within myself that I am a part of a continual cycle that began before me and that will continue long after I'm gone.
And finally, in the Hindu community, spring is marked with a festival of colors called Holi. Our producers visited a Hindu temple in Canton where people of all ages were gathered, playing with colors, laughing, and celebrating the end of winter and beginning of spring.
My name, Girish Chalajaya. Holi is colors. Everything with a color.
My name is Nandini Slecha. Well, then if it's like warm outside, we like to throw colors at each other. That's kind of my favorite part of it.
My name is Manoj Kalyankar. Holi is a festival of colors, basically. I love that festival. I mean, it's a festival of making friendship, joy.
So my name is Sandeep Shant, and I'm the chairperson of UPAD.
I'm Dr. Bhupesh Sharma. I'm one of the board of trustees of UPAD. This is a festival. There's a lot of happiness. People are just celebrating that. and even the enemies become friends. You just go hug them. That's a spirit of Holi.
Very true, very true. You know, even in movies, Bollywood movies, they'll show that, you know, sworn enemies, they meet on the day of Holi and then they become friends, you know.
I'll sing a small song for Holi. Holi ke din dil mil jate hain, rango mein rang mil jate hain. Enemies, they come and embrace each other, hug each other and
become friends.
No matter how you celebrate this spring equinox, it feels pretty nice to say goodbye winter and hello spring.